Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
In many households, the washing pile, it's the job that never really gets finished, isn't it? So today we're going to find out how to tackle stains, clean our clothes like a pro and help them last longer while we're at it. And I'm joined from our Limerick studio by Agnes Boucher-Hayes, who's a home economist with the Technological University of the Shannon. Hello, Agnes.
Hello, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. Lovely to have you with us. So,
great to be here again.
Overwashing is a thing that I think we're all guilty of. You know, one wear and it goes straight into the laundry basket or the wash basket.
And that's a little bit unreasonable, isn't it? When it's a household, that's the washing machine going the whole time.
Crazy stuff, really.
Yeah. So if something has dirt that you can see or that you can smell, then clearly it needs to be washed. If something might need a little freshen up, that's a different thing. But, you know, so I think that, like, you know, when it's jeans and things like that, they can go for far longer without, you know, for 6 to 10 wears at the very least. If it's a skirt, it doesn't need to be washed as frequently as some of your undergarments. They need to be washed far more frequently. But, you know, you've got to be a little bit sensible. Like sweatshirts, you know, I know this doesn't sound great, but smell the armpits and see if there's an odor coming emanating from it, then obviously that needs to be washed. But sometimes hanging things out on a nice dry day, not that we're having those at the minute, but in a nice dry day, that can actually help the smell to be released. But you're looking, there's what causes the dirt and the smells are bacteria and then actual dirt that would accumulate from the body as well, like, you know, the sweat. And they're the things that you want to remove, and that's why we wash the clothes. But everything does not need to be washed constantly.
No.
And that will actually, you see, wreck the fibres of the clothes that have actually been made together. Particularly if it's a delicate fabric, you know, you need to be very careful. Like natural fabrics such as silk, if you have a little bit of silk or lace, or if there's wool, you need to be careful of those and they need special attention.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget about spot cleaning, I suppose, as well.
Well, this is it. Just because one part of the garment might have gotten a splash, or, you know, you might have missed your mouth, you know, then you don't have to clean the whole garment. Like a little tea towel, you start always when you're spot cleaning with the most inane, so that is a white tea towel, you know, that has been washed with a little bit of water. And it doesn't even have to be warm water, Claire, you know, and just rub it off. And that should, you know, remove a spot stain. Equally, one of the things that I would suggest is wear an apron when you're cooking, because that's when an awful lot of the accidents with cooking will happen.
Good tip. Put
on an apron and wash the apron, not the clothes.
Yeah. Now, you know my tip, I've spoken about it before, the vodka and the water mixed together in a spray bottle for freshening clothes up. Have you heard of that one?
No.
Yeah, we had somebody in here who worked in costume for theatre, and she gave us that tip, and I employ it now in my own house.
Yeah.
And it's very useful. So just when things need a freshen, a bit of a spritz.
What you're doing is you've a solvent there that will remove with water, and you've a solvent that will remove the smells.
Yeah.
The vodka will remove the smells. I mean, that's refreshing to hear, because usually people just talk about bicarbonate soda and vinegar these days, Claire.
They do. Yeah. The vodka.
I prefer the vodka angle there in that one, because if you hang it, then obviously the wrinkles and the little bit of damp would actually allow that to come out as well. And they would use steamers an awful lot, which would actually mean that the alcohol will, you know, evaporate quite quickly and the smells will go with it. So that's actually terribly clever.
And listen, we're all told now to wash at very low temperatures, but I'm just never sure about this, because I don't know, at 20 degrees, is it going to get the clothes clean?
Not as clean, Claire, as other times. But there are different clothes. Like if you wanted to refresh something, now there are new departures in the detergent world that are for 20 degree washers, because we all have a 20 degree wash on our machine since 2013, you know, to ensure that, you know, so it's obviously cheaper to run a 20 degree wash. So if you wanted to refresh something, absolutely. If they wanted a quick wash. But if it was something for like underwear or bed linen, I would be using a higher wash. Most people now would wash somewhere around the 30 to 40 degree wash. But if you wanted to, you know, if somebody had been ill in the house and the bed linen, you generally could wash that around 60 degrees and a good bit of detergent to make sure that you're killing the viruses and removing the viruses and some of the bacterial spores that might be in place.
So if you are washing at low temperatures, though, is it better to use a liquid detergent?
Yeah. because you don't have the heat to dissolve the surfactants that you usually have. And when you're using a powder, they generally are stronger and have more cleaning power, whereas liquids would have a little bit less. Now, not saying, you know, it's we're talking marginal differences, mm-hmm. but with the hotter washes, you know, powders are far more effective, and with the cooler ones, then you would use a liquid. You know, that would be where you'd put what the difference that you'd use there, because you want it to break down. And you'd use, always clear as well, use the correct product for the machine that you have.
Mm-hmm. Anna wants to know what the white streaks are on her black jeans after she washes them. She says, even when I turn them inside out, it still happens. She wants to know, is it the powder that
I'd say
she's
it's the
using?
Powder, yeah. You'd need to give that another rinse. And that's one of the things that, you know, we can have build up in clothes. If we have if we put in a lot of powder or a lot of detergent and not a long wash, and a long enough wash to allow the detergent to be rinsed out, that can cause a problem. Mm-hmm. So I would put those in for an extra spin, or you could just actually steep them in cold water and put them in and spin them again.
Okay, another listener says, it's the size of the hoodies that my kids wear these days. They're huge, so two of them almost fill the machine.
Yeah.
So what she's doing is hanging them on the line unwashed to freshen them, and the kids haven't sussed that yet, which is a great idea.
Very clever. Very clever mother.
Should give them a little spray as well.
Mm. I don't know now if it's teenagers, Claire. I wouldn't be advising that.
What about the hand wash mode on the washing machine? Do you like that one, or do you just hand wash in a basin?
It depends on what I'm hand washing, to be quite honest. If it was something, you know, if it's a particular, like I maybe have a little silk blouse or something, I would hand wash that. I wouldn't trust the machine with it, because for nothing else, just the amount of agitation, even the gentle agitation that you would have with the hand wash, for that I wouldn't. And for bras and things like that, I wouldn't use the machine. I generally just allow the, you know, fill a basin or a bucket, fill the sink with warm water that obviously your hands can take, cool enough, and then put in a little bit of liquid detergent and allow agitated, so there's a small amount of suds, and then I would use that, and I wouldn't be scrubbing. It's just very gentle, like you squeeze and you push together, because you don't want the agitation with the fibres. But for other things like tights and things like that, you could definitely use things that might be a little bit more robust, that, you know, don't need as much care. I'd put them through the hand wash on the machine.
Can I talk to you about wools, hand washing wools, because you hand wash the wool, then you take it out and it's full of water, and you're squeezing, and you might be tempted to twist, and then you're sort of in trouble because it's lost its shape.
Yeah, no twisting anyway. We're not giving it a Chinese arm burn. What you're actually doing is you're pushing the water together, but what you would do is get a nice large towel, bath towel or something like that, depending on the size of the jumper, say we're dealing with, and place the jumper down on the towel and reshape the jumper as it sits on the towel. Now, once somebody told me to trace it on brown paper so that you get exactly the same shape. And if you want
to
take
that. No, I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not. But you generally have an idea what the jumper should look like. So you put the jumper back into its original shape, and then you get the extra towel from the bottom and you put it up on top of it. You take an extra bit from the top. That's why I would usually use a bath towel, because then I can encase the whole jumper and put one sleeve across, and then across the towel, and then the other sleeve across, fold it all up again, and then make it into a Swiss roll. So you fold it all up, and then you roll it. So, and then I would leave it for not longer than 24 hours, because the dampness can give a little smell. So not longer than 24 hours. And when you take it out, then you can dry it flat. But the excess water has been removed without damaging or pulling and dragging the fibres of the wool.
That's very clever. And then for the final part of the drying, then, are you hanging that jumper or leaving it flat?
Lay it flat, because remember, there's still some water in it, and you want that water to so, you know, have a clothes horse that has, like my particular clothes horse has a flat thing. So I would lay the jumper across that. I would not leave the arms hang down. I would bring the arms back up over the jumper so that the jumper is lying flat, because you don't want anything to be stretched after going to all the trouble that you've gone to. You don't want anything else to be stretched on it.
Okay, let's go back to the armpits now. Stains in shirts and things, is that just damage done, nothing you can do about it?
No, you can do something about it, depending on the severity of it and the fabric of the material that you're dealing with. Now, if it's cotton, or if it's a natural fabric, you've probably got a better chance of removing the colouring from that. But with some of the man-made polyesters, viscoses, those kind of things, it mightn't come out as easily. It mightn't come out as readily. So what you would generally do is pre-treat the stain. And this is one of that. This is just where you get some detergent, and I would always use a liquid a detergent for washing clothes, a small amount of that, and allow it to sit on the clothes for at least 30 minutes. And then I would put it, that would be my starting place, and then I would put it through the washing machine at the temperature that it's supposed to go through at. And from there then you can get incrementally stronger with what you're, you know, with your attack on that stain.
Mm-hmm.
So you could use I'm slow at any time to put vinegar near a fabric just because it's an acid and it's quite a strong acid, particularly natural fabrics. I wouldn't put any vinegar near that, but I would use, in wash whitening, or allow it to, if it's not too bad, allow it to sit in a bucket, you know, allow it just to steep for a while, with detergent in it again, so that the detergent has started to work on it, and then put it through again, and hopefully you'll get something there.
But
mm-hmm.
If the mark hasn't come out, you would go for the white vinegar, but very diluted. Would that be fair?
Very diluted, but I would go for a product designed to remove a stain rather than the white vinegar.
Oh, okay, you're not mad about the vinegar treatments?
Well, no, because I'm just thinking that the rubber in your machine, as well as the fabrics that you're using. Now, a lot of people use it, and you know that's up to themselves. But I'm just cautious.
Fair enough.
With my clothes,
and you're right to be, yeah. And especially if you have something lovely, you know, that you don't want to destroy by going at it with acid.
When you're doing something like that, as well, just make sure that you try, like if you're putting an acid or a solvent or on your clothes, try it on the inside hem of the clothes first to make sure that you don't remove any of the colour.
Yes.
You know, because seeping of colour seepage can happen, and you don't want to have, if it's white, you're okay, you know what I mean? It's generally, you'll get away with it. But if there's a colour in the clothes, if it's a pink or a light pink, it might transfer, so you don't want to wash out the colour.
All right, wash a little less, I think, is the message from that, Agnes. And as our listener says, keep fooling your teenagers by hanging them out in the line and giving them a bit of freshen up. Agnes, thanks so much. Always good to talk to you. That's Agnes Boucher-Hayes there, home economist, back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.